All right, well, where were we? Oh, yeah, quickly, I see there's a new Noah Baumbach-directed movie called Jake Kelly, starring George Clooney as a big-time movie star in a tale of regrets, mistakes, successes, and fake profundity. Have I seen it? Oh, hell no. First off, enough with Noah Baumbach. I liked him maybe in, like, 1995, with his debut Kicking and Screaming with Eric Stoltz and, oh my, Parker Posey. There's something like so pretentious and like a forced intellectualism to Noah Baumbach. So yeah, enough of his bullshit. And anyway, I hate to break this to you, George Clooney, as I call him, GC, but no one cares about the trials and tribulations and the successes and failures of a movie star. Jake Kelly is a masturbatory movie made for George Clooney and his fellow actors. The trailer for this is insufferable. If you want to see a good movie about a director looking for some meaning in his life, check out 1941 Sullivan's Travels, written and directed by, holy shit, Preston Sturges, and starring Joel McRae, who is a famous movie director in the film who lives as a hobo to see how, you know, difficult the realities of life can be. And anyway, somewhere along the way, George Clooney became one of those actors who, he like always seems like he's acting like George Clooney. Some of the actors that becomes like such massive stars, they no longer even seem like they're good actors. They're like acting like George Clooney or acting like Robert De Niro or acting like Brad Pitt. Once you lose that drive, that motivation, and when you're worth so much fucking money, then you strangely like lose your mojo. So hey, if Jake Kelly looks interesting to you, go for it. But I'm staying far away from that thing. I would rather watch Major Pain again. With Damon Wayans. All right, another quick edition of Dude, Just Stop It. Now, I have a respect for Francis Ford Coppola. Of course, I grew up on The Godfather. I got scared as a child from Apocalypse Now. And I always liked Peggy Sue Got Married, but Coppola needs to put down his director's viewfinder for good. Yes, Megalopolis got a few rave reviews, even from some critics I like, but I'm sorry, you all are wrong. Megalopolis sucks bad. It made like $3.49 at the theater, cost Coppola hundreds of millions of his own money, and now I read he's releasing a director's cut of his 2024 Megalopolis called Megalopolis Unbound. Like anyone needs a longer version of that bullshit movie. Yes, I know Apocalypse Now took a while for it to be popular, and Coppola seems to believe that Megalopolis is in that same ilk. Coppola said, Megalopolis Unbound will be really wild. It takes people a while to like new things. Yeah, I agree with the idea that new things can take a while, but shitty, poorly done, indulgent crap? No one ever grows to like that. I mean, I appreciate Coppola for really going for it, but Megalopolis, it just sucks full stop and Coppola has to let it go. I did watch the documentary on Megalopolis called Mega Doc, which isn't a very clever name, really. The documentary is directed by another Mr. Pretentious Mike Fibbis, of Leaving Las Vegas fame. The documentary is pretty interesting at times. It shows like what a clusterfuck the whole production was and what a pain in the ass Coppola can be. Aubrey Plaza kind of came off as seeming like she thinks she's wittier and more clever than she actually is. And yes, Shia LaBeouf seemed like an utterly pretentious goof, but I kind of liked him in the end a little. If you have any interest in Megalopolis, maybe check out Mega Doc, but otherwise, fuck it. And oh yes, I'm still living like an animal at times, but aren't we all works in progress? I thought my work used to be a little more progressed than this, but I guess I was wrong. But we continue on.
You are my density. You are my density.
One unimportant correction. I think, I'm not sure, but I think I referred to the worth-watching horror comedy It's a Wonderful Knife as It's a Beautiful Knife. Forgive me if I even fucked that up. We will mention some more movies in a moment, but I was thinking about like movie ratings, you know, G, PG, PG-13, R, and NC-17. And I was thinking, what rating would my life have? What rating would your life have? It would be funny if we had to like wear a button showing whatever our life ratings would be for, like, you know, each year of our own life. Of course, some years would be different. You probably didn't have an R rating when you were 9 years old, but maybe some have. I think I've probably been a solid R rating since my early 20s with, a few NC-17s thrown in there. Not sure why I was thinking about this, and it's pretty stupid, but what can I do? Now, mainly for the guys out there, but have you ever taken, like, such a ridiculously long piss that you end up laughing at some point at how long it is? I drink a lot of water and other things, and once every few months I have an epic piss, and I never, ever fail to laugh at some point. And when I laugh, my dick jiggles a bit, and I piss on the toilet seat or the floor. Yes, lifestyles of the rich and famous. A couple films. I love even not great noir cop thrillers. And I have to say I enjoyed the no-name cast in Stone Creek Killer from 2025 about an alcoholic tormented cop trying to find a serial killer and he's being assisted by a psychic's visions. It's shot pretty well. It's ridiculous. It's got a big, bold, dumb twist at the end. And man, I liked it. If you've had maybe a couple of drinks or maybe like five joints, I swear you will like it too. But no, really, if you're like a noir-y, thriller-y, copy movie liker, then watch it. And the 2025 film Relay, holy shit, this really blew my dick off. Directed by the talented David McKenzie, who did the enjoyable 2016 Western crime film Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and Ben Foster. Hell or High Water was written by Taylor Sheridan, who seems like a big phony, and someone needs to kick his ass. But anyway, Relay is great. It's smart as shit. Kind of a tale of conspiracies and whistleblowers with some double crossing along the way. It's got a great Riz Ahmed as our anti-hero. It also's got Avatar's Sam Worthington, who I used to thought sucked, but Sam is kind of growing on me. Riz Ahmed plays a mastermind who helps whistleblowers battle corrupt politicians. He has a rule that he should never personally get involved with his clients, except then he meets Lily James and he's like, okay, maybe that was more of a suggestion than a rule. But man, this movie is just great. I mean, just watch it. I guarantee you will enjoy it. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. So again, friends, another short episode, but I'm changing some things around. So let's hope it all works out. To close, I read a nice little article on a new book about the interesting as hell writer Dennis Johnson, D-E-N-I-S, who was a talented nonconformist who developed an alcohol and heroin habit along the way. There was a hilarious quote about him where when Dennis Johnson was a student and kind of bumming around Iowa City, his thing that was whenever anyone asked him for directions to somewhere, like a visitor or a student, he would always say, you go seven blocks, you make a left, you can't miss a sign. I mean, saying that to everyone, that is true genius, my man. He eventually got sober and he wrote about the misfits and crazy people in 1992, Jesus' Son, a short story collection. The title Jesus' Son comes from a Velvet Underground song named Heroin from 1967. Jesus' Son was also made into a movie in 1999, starring Billy Crudup, who I hate, Dennis Hopper, and a great Jack Black. The article ends with a little story about an editor trying to get Dennis to cut out a line from his short story, Car Crash While Hitchhiking. Dennis Johnson refused to cut the line, and I swear to God, this could be one of the greatest, most prophetic lines ever. And you ridiculous people, you expect me to help you?